From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece, the cradle of democracy, Wednesday, that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives.
Our trajectory as a country has been to support the efforts of those who believe in self-governance, who believe in those ideas that began here so many years ago.
Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels show him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination. The Russian Supreme Court has overturned the conviction of opposition figure and anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny. The court has sent the case back to a lower court for retrial. Navalny was convicted in 2013 of embezzling timber and sentenced to 5 years in prison. The trial was largely perceived as a vendetta against a rising political star, coming just 2 months before the Moscow mayoral election in which Navalny was a candidate. Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to take his country out of the International Criminal Court a day after the United Nations Committee condemned Russia for human rights abuses in Crimea. Ukrainian and U.S. officials hailed the committee action, but Russia condemned it as politically motivated. This is VOA News.